Ladies, you're not allowed. No. Don't even bother.
No.
Don't even look at it.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. They're already whining on Twitch. Oh, Emma's yeah. like, yeah, this is the guy whining segment.
Right. The whiny guy segment. Yep.
Yeah. The yep. whiny guy segment. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. We have 20 minutes a week.
Pipe down.
This is Guy Gripes, where you can complain freely.
Yes. No judgment.
877-764-2535. Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
So listen. All right, ladies. I'm not trying to be mean. But when I start a project, don't ask me how long it's going to take. It may take 4 weeks. It may take 4 minutes. But get off my back. As soon as I start something, anything, no matter what it is, it could be a project you asked me to start. Don't ask me how long it's going to take. I mean, I swear, as soon as I pull a tool out and it touches something, how long is that going to take? I don't know. I haven't even started yet. Right. There might be a can of worms behind this wall. You wanted right. this. You started this. This is your fault. What did you do to me? You said I do.
Maybe you get have some water laid out for a while.
Been keeping that bottled up.
I'm glad you got it out.
Yeah, he needed it.
There you go.
Glad yes. you got it out.
He needed it.
Yes.
Thank you.
They said I do. They said okay. They let you sleep in the bed with them. But now it's a time issue. Whatever.
Okay. I am keeping my mouth quiet because Jimmy did a project for me, and I did ask him, how long is it going to take? I'm going to shut up right now.
No. So when you're talking to another male, it's logistics. It's fine.
Right.
But with another female, I'm sorry, ladies, but you cannot envision a project at all. I can tell you, okay, it's going to take me 3 days. It's going to look like this. And through the whole thing, I don't see it yet. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, this could be 90% done. I don't know what you're talking about. And then when it's done, it's like, oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, just trust me. Get off my back. I know it took me 6 months, but don't worry about it.
It's done, isn't it? Now.
Well done. Well done. Thank you, Jimmy Jan.
I like the feeling and the inflection.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Yeah. I felt it. You took me there, man.
Yes.
You took me there.
That was solid. That was a solid lead off.
I would hand him an Oscar right now.
Guy Gripes, ladies not allowed. Dave in Newington.
Yeah, good morning. My wife decided yesterday, she says, I'm going to take you out for lunch for Father's Day. So that's very nice. Hmm. First cycle, I'm like, oh no. You sure? Like, oh, okay.
Wait, you're cutting in and out. Wait, where did you guys go?
We went out for lunch on the bike, on the motorcycle.
Okay. Oh,
motorcycle. Gotcha. Right.
And I said to her, I said, I always said to myself, uh-oh, are you sure? She's like, oh, God. So I'm going to be.
She's cutting you out.
And I said, close. Oh, she didn't like that one bit. Then I'm like, I don't know, it's going to be nice. Should I wear a jacket? Wear a jacket. Don't wear a jacket. Do whatever you want. Okay, fine. We finally got her dress. We're on the bike. I'm doing 25 miles an hour to 30 miles an hour, and I hear her screaming, slow down! Like,
okay.
And then it's like the bike never got past 2,200 RPM.
Right.
I took it nice and easy. I take a right hand. You're coming in too sharp. I'm like, who the hell's driving? Me or you?
Oh my God!
She's like, oh yeah. It was a ride from hell.
You almost want to pop a wheelie.
No.
Bike moves really nice.
Just
now.
Kidding.
There's plenty
just
of room kidding. Now.
I did everything I could. It's a touring bike. She's got her own cup holder. I don't know what the hell else to do for her.
I'm like, the creature comforts.
I'm like, honey, look, let me just trust me. If I didn't trust you, you wouldn't be riding the bike. Stop in the head for 25. So, anyway, hopefully other calls are back. Kind of fizzled out.
All right, no, you're on point.
Yes, you are.
Your phone is just breaking up. I have a feeling she's somewhere with an electronic device.
Sabotaging
your call.
Yep.
But good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's taking him out for Father's Day, AJ.
Right. Yeah, make his life miserable.
Where do you want to go? We'll go wherever you want.
Right.
Let's get on the bike. Okay. And then she just makes that experience miserable.
Exactly.
Why are you going so fast? Why are you doing this? Right. You took the corner too hard.
Also, she's an expert at riding.
Right. Why wouldn't you know what? If you want to make your guy happy on Father's Day, yep. just say, go be with your friends.
Right. Or I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. It's Guy Gripes, where men can speak freely.
Yes.
We need a place like this where you can go, speak your mind.
Free range guys.
Right. No women allowed.
Right. No cages.
877-764-2535. Joey.
Good morning again, guys.
Good morning, Joey.
So I got a good one. It's the biggest trap in the world that every guy that's married in a relationship can understand. When you want to, this happened to me last night, actually. So when you're doing something with your friends or you want to go do something and your lady is pissed about it and she goes, just do what you want. You know damn well.
You better not.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
That you're sleeping on the couch that night.
Right? Yeah, you have to do the opposite.
Or you're minus a scrotum and you come home.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yesterday I was out with my buddies on my bike, which is funny that the guy was talking about his motorcycle.
Right.
And I was like, hey, we want to go to the bar. And, like, I don't even drink, so I don't really drink anymore. And she was like, I thought you were going to be home. And I was like, well, my buddy's invited me out. She's like, just do what you want. And I was like, I know this is a trap.
No, I'd rather be home with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
What'd you do?
Yeah. I went home.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
That's right.
Broken man. So we're really hearing FOMO here. You missed out.
Yeah.
I she's a little fireball, and I'd rather not, you know, waters with her.
Yeah, don't dance on landmine.
Yeah, do what you want means you better do what I say, right, or you're going to pay.
Yep. You're a dead man.
Exactly.
Do what you want, and you'll regret it.
Right. When they say fine, it's another one, yeah.
Yeah.
What you want.
It's not fine.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Why don't we do what we want? Why can't, when does saying a vow, what? How do you hand? Yeah. Are you handing over your right as a human being to decide? I don't want to do that. I want to do this.
Yeah, is it a vow or an edict?
When does this happen?
Yeah,
transfer of ownership.
Vow? You mean when you sign your life away?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The military is better. You have more of a chance.
Right. It is like signing papers for you're just giving up your right to make a decision.
To be a human being. To think on your own.
Right.
Yep.
I've said this several times.
You have. Get good at it.
I've had to remind my wife, I'm a human being with rights.
I'm a big boy.
I can think too. I'm smart.
Right. I've reminded her of my age.
Right.
I should be able to make my own decisions.
I have seniority.
I can dress myself.
Yeah, I've been here longer.
Do you make your own decisions?
No.
When she lets me.
But he chooses to. He chooses to, though.
All right.
Big difference.
Right. When she lets me is right, Dan.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Joey. Thank you. Great call.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
And we accomplished nothing.
Yeah. No, but it just feels better to know you're not the only one.
Yes.
Getting your life sucked out of you.
Right, right. We all suffer in vain. Yes.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm happily married.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I can't wait to get married.
you can wait.
Why are your car keys in your hand right now?
Billy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what do you got, man?
Well, I'm an avid fisherman, and every time I gear up to go out on the boat, and, you know, I'm a trailer guy, so I trailer my boat to my spa.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding when you catch fish.
Yep. Yeah.
And the biggest question when I'm walking out the door is, when are you going to be home? And I always say, how am I supposed to know?
You
know?
Right.
And then when you're out on the boat,
exactly, yeah.
When you're out on the boat and the phone's ringing and you're driving the boat, you know, trying to make sure that everything is right and safe, the phone's ringing and you can't answer it, then it's, where are you? Well, where do you think I am? I'm on the boat.
I'll give you a hint. There's a boat in water.
It's blue.
Let's start with that.
Or you just hold hold the boat up to the wind and let the wind take over the mic so that they can't hear anything.
Just answer the phone, go, blah, 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 blah.
That's great.
What? On the service. Yep.
What? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. It's too loud. What?
What are you doing?
I'm fine.
Hold on a sec. Then, here, talk to the fish.
Then when you get home, it's where were you all this time? Catching fish.
Fishing. Right. Where do you think I was?
Right.
Let's go back to the original. Right. I'm going fishing.
Right. I have a sunburn. I have a whole bunch of fish. Do the math.
I could barely hold the pots and pans cooking dinner tonight. So, you know, my arms are tired.
Can I, you know, I'd be out at the project house and I'd have all my gear on and I'd be cutting up firewood or cutting trees.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you put the you know, cutting chaps on just in case.
Yeah.
You know, and get all your tools and everything. And then I could feel the phone in my pocket. And like, I got to turn the chainsaw off, climb off the... I'm like, I'm not answering the phone.
Yeah.
And then I get, why don't you answer the phone?
Yeah.
So, like, while I'm in the middle of stuff, I'm doing guy stuff here. I'm, you know, cutting wood.
Yeah.
You know? Also, it's not quiet. Like, you can hear
there's a chainsaw.
Just open the window.
Just do what I do.
Yeah.
Put the phone on vibrate, put it in your front pocket.
All right, Billy. Worthy. Thank you.
It's worth something. No?
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Be like, why didn't you pick up the phone? You know why I didn't pick up the phone.
Right.
Refer back to the last 30 times you asked me that question, and I gave you the same answer.
Right. Same thing.
Yeah.
Now it's 31.
Busy.
Or the few times that I did, like, all right, chainsaw off, gloves off, chaps off, helmet off, phone out, open the phone. Hello?
So what are you doing?
Talking to you.
Nothing.
Right. One thing you can't say is planning your demise.
Practicing.
Have you seen my boots?
It's like, I don't know. You know that couple?
Yeah. Rory, you're the last one in today.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to summer. How are you?
Hey.
Good.
Morning.
Thank you.
You're right. Yep.
All right, so tell me if I'm the only one. I'm at the sink. I'm washing dishes. The water's running. She's in her office down the hall. Raw? Yeah, babe. Could you pick up Sunday? What? Hey, string of profanities. You're going deaf. Why don't you get some hearing aids, Patty? I can't hear. I told you, you're going deaf. And all the time. She's like three rooms away, one floor down. She says something to me. I can't hear her, and I'm going deaf. Am I the only one?
No.
That's God helping you.
By the way, I felt like I was just flashing back to, like, last night.
I was going
to
close her eyes all of a sudden.
She's in another room talking to me.
Right.
And I just said, I can't hear you.
Right. What did you say? What? Then how are you answering my question?
What did she say? And then what did she say to you?
You're going deaf.
You're going deaf, right?
Yeah.
You're going deaf. You need hearing aids. But everybody else in my life, I can hear perfectly clear. I have conversations all day long.
Just say when she says you're going deaf, just say I can't be that lucky.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's not going to fly, pal.
That's worth a shot.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I want to say. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.